The big story, and this story is going to be focused right here on Monday night because of the bullying in the workplace of the Miami Dolphins in their locker room. And people are obsessed with that story right now. Incognito, the guard that forced another player to quit the team and to just leave because he had been bullied so much by this Incognito, who has now been suspended from the team. And joining us right now is Kelly Cobb, who is an employment attorney with Fowler White Boggs, the firm of attorneys here. And Kelly, I guess as an employment attorney, you know what happens in the workplace, but an NFL workplace has got to be much, much different than any other kind of workplace, isn't it?
Good morning, and you're absolutely right. But one of the takeaways, I think, from this situation is that you have to remember that context matters. These comments in any other workplace would have resulted in Incognito's termination.
Yeah.
In an NFL workplace, in the military, and in a variety of other places, it may be standard fare. And so there's, in my mind, there's something missing in the story that we don't know.
Kelly, there's speculation now that the coaches may have gotten a hold of Incognito and encouraged him to bully Martin, to get him to toughen up a little bit, that they thought he was a little soft for an NFL tackle.
I've heard that, and, you know, if it be... The thing that causes me some pause, one of the reasons I would urge everybody to withhold judgment until the facts are in, is that Incognito's teammates generally are coming to his defense.
Yeah.
And so, again, there's something missing here.
Well, what do you think it is exactly?
I don't know. There's some comment that Mr. Martin was contemplating quitting, figuring that the NFL, that he wasn't suited for the NFL. I heard an interview of Ricky Williams last night, who he said basically the same thing, that he needed to step away and collect himself because the NFL was something different than he thought it was.
Mm.
That may be all it is, but there may be something else. I just don't know. There was an Eagles player that made some similar comments, and he was vilified by his own teammates.
Riley Cooper.
Yeah. Incognito's teammates are coming to his defense. And so, again, you know, I would suggest everyone withhold judgment until we learn a little bit more.
Well, they're saying that it's routine in the locker room. The N-word is thrown around there all the time. And other people are saying, well, that's not right. That shouldn't be the case. And now we've got stories that are emerging here. Warren Sapp, our own guy who's about to be honored this weekend on Monday night, said that he recalled the racial slurs. And at the same time, Chidi Ahanotu, former Tampa Bay Buccaneers, accusing Warren Sapp of being a big bully in the locker room. So it's turned into an enormous story, and it's going to be a major headache for the NFL, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I agree. But I think, again, considering the context, the NFL is comprised of bullies. These
yeah.
are guys who are...
A bully for a job. I mean,
yeah.
in their everyday game, you try to bully the guy in front of you.
Exactly. And so it's, you know, and bullying is a bit of a loose term. Again,
yes.
In the NFL, I would think true bullying has to be taken to a level that you would never see in the workplace.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't see it at Fowler White Boggs.
No,
people don't run around pushing guys around and using the N-word and things like that. And it should be, they do need to find another term. That's the one thing that's bothered me. I mean, bullying is what school kids do, and they do it to try to hurt another guy. What happens in the locker room oftentimes is just in jest. And this thing about the hazing, they call it hazing and everything. And we go back, and Ted and I have talked about this before. Remember the Buccaneers in the early days, you had the rookies came in, they had to sing their college fight songs, and you tried to embarrass them in some ways, and you had to make them wait on tables or things like that. But now they've gotten to the point where they're forcing them to spend thousands and thousands of dollars and doing crazy things like that. It's really gotten beyond the pale.
Yeah, I guess it's, at some point, somebody in management, for lack of a better word, needs to step in and set some parameters. You know, these guys are getting paid a ton of money, so the fact that they have to pick up a $5,000 dinner tab, I don't think they're going to get a lot of sympathy from the average worker.
No, they won't get sympathy for that, but the fact that these other guys who make as much or more money are forcing this guy to have to pay something is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. It is, and the only thing I've encountered anything like it, and it's not on the same plane, is what went on in my fraternity. You deal with a certain level of hazing, and it's well intentioned.
Yeah,
much like in the military, you try to build unit cohesion.
Yes.
But at a certain point, it becomes counterproductive. And I think, at least with respect to Mr. Martin, that's the line they crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to do things like that in our fraternity, go around, sing and shine shoes and go pick up something at the store or something like that for them. But that was part of the thing. You waited on your fraternity brothers.
Yeah, I would think you would sort of expect some of that to be called the P word or whatever it is on the football field.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've seen videotape of Incognito at Dirty Blondes on the Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Yeah.
Screaming the N-word when Pouncey walks up, and they gave each other a hug.
Yeah.
So it's a weird dynamic. It's not something that I think relates well to the workplace, obviously.
Right.
But again, there's something missing. Incognito's teammates don't think he crossed the line.
Well, it's going to be a major focus here Monday night when the Miami Dolphins come to town here to play the Monday night game. That's what everybody's going to be talking about. And it takes the emphasis off the R word up in Washington, D.C. now, the Redskins.
Yeah.
But anyway,
true.
Kelly, thanks for joining us on AM Tampa Bay this morning.
Thank you, Kelly.
Have a good one, Kelly.